This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Cameron Peak Fire in Larimer County grew for the first time since it snowed 2 weeks ago, prompting more evacuations. Fire spokesman Corey Carlson says southwest winds pushed it to more than 104,000 acres yesterday, with more hot, windy conditions expected.
It's going to be a balance of going on the offensive and also being prepared to play some defense should this want to pick up and move towards the subdivisions of Red Feather and Crystal Lake.
Carlson says air tankers are helping to contain the fire. Colorado's gaming revenues were up slightly in August.
The state's casinos pulled in just over $63 million last month. That compares with more than $61 million in July. That number only includes slot machines. Table games didn't reopen until this month. Last year, slot machines took in $66.6 million in August.
CPR's Sarah Mulholland. The first applications are in for helping small businesses affected by the pandemic. State Representative Shannon Byrd says the $25 million Energize Colorado Gap Fund offers grants and low-interest loans.
In Colorado, the small business sector employs 40% of Colorado's workforce. So making sure that all our small businesses stay strong, they can keep their doors open, they keep people employed, and that keeps families and workers strong.
A second round of applications starts in October. Businesses with fewer than 25 full-time employees can apply. You're listening to CPR News.